Hi there, Lucy here, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, streaming from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. You're about to listen to an interview that I conducted with some of the members of Good for Grapes before their Vancouver show, The Imperial. They are currently touring to promote their newly released album, On the Ropes, and I got a chance to sit down with Daniel and Graham backstage before their show to chat with them about their album, their tour, and the journey that they've been on over the past few years. Stay tuned.
I'm Daniel. I sing and play guitar.
And I'm Graham, and I also sing and play guitar.
Fantastic. So, start from the beginning. What is the origin story of Good for Grapes, and how did this all begin?
I guess it all starts with a musical. I moved to their school when I was in grade 11, I think, and I met all these guys because a little kid came up to me and he said, "Listen, we need you to star in a musical because we need someone who can act and play guitar." And I was like, okay, I guess I'll do that. And then through that musical, I met Graham. And we actually had to do the background music for the musical because we were super low budget and didn't have a live band. And all the other band members at the time were in the musical. And that's sort of how we became friends and realized that we all loved music and we had a lot of stuff in common. And So that's how we became friends. We went on this trip to Victoria where we were kind of doing some busking and just like hanging out, trying to get away from our parents and drinking, and basically that was it. We only actually bussed for like half an hour, and then we just got baked and watched dinosaur documentaries.
I was gonna say whenever you see that part in your interviews and previous interviews, it's very like seems like the kind of PG-13 version of like what
we're
the story keeps getting passed down that we like grew up busking on the streets, we bussed for like half an hour.
Like I had an interview the other day with the straight, and he was like, "So apparently you're like from Victoria and you're like professional buskers." I was like, "Okay, time for some truth. Let's like backpedal a bit."
And another
we bussed for half an hour and made like a dollar that our friend actually gave us, and then we gave up.
Well, the people on the ferry apparently liked it.
Oh yeah, that was actually
more
true,
successful there.
Yeah, that was true.
We saw another interview where apparently someone put you with loving Skrillex, and you're like, okay, we're gonna sort this one out right now.
That was,
You guys have been performing together for 5 years, and so what's been like the biggest challenge in that time, I think?
Probably Alexa doing interviews while Alexa's doing
performance.
Happens more often than you think.
Yeah.
Biggest challenge, I don't know. People ask us, like, logistically, it must be hard having like a 7-piece band on the road, and that very well might be true, but I don't really notice it because that's all I've ever done. I like some of the people in the band have been in other bands, like duos and stuff, so they're just like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But like personally, I know it's probably way crazier than
you're used
like,
to
people,
it.
You know? But yeah, like I don't know.
In all sorts of respects, having a lot of people means for more issues. But it also, like, it's also, to be clear, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, totally. It's
like constantly around a whole bunch of people, There's never nothing to talk about.
And so what do you think, like, is this what you imagined 5 years later to look like?
I thought there would be more people. I thought there would be, like, 12 people. Because at that time, it was like, why not? Why not? Right?
Like, didn't understand.
It wasn't like, how will we pay them? It was just like, no, like, the more the better. Let's, we just have to find more people. Because it's like, we were basically in a band with all the people we knew that could,
You're like, let's just meet more people. And so did you, for the image of, like, what your band has turned out to be overall, do you think this is what the vision you had for it, or has the vision changed?
I pictured more facial hair.
Oh!
More facial hair. I never thought I'd be able to grow facial hair at that time. I was so disappointed. I was like, how will we ever be a band?
And if you don't have facial hair, you can't be a Vancouver, like, alt-rock indie band without some sort of facial hair.
That's kind of the cool thing is, like, I personally never knew how to picture the band in like 2 years at any point. It was, I was like, I don't know, we could be fun. We could be fucking anything.
We'd be like a funk band.
So how do you make big group decisions with that many of you? Do you have any sort of like...
You can't.
People usually trust me to make like big decisions, and I usually like run it by Graham. It's kind of, it's hard if, like, we got together and talked out.
We'd never get anything done, yeah.
Yeah. But there's never been anyone like, no, I don't think we should do this. We've never had, like, an argument with,
Generally, I was in favor of.
Yeah, for sure. We just kind of have to take things as they come, and we're just going to make the best decision, which is usually pretty clear, but can be confusing.
Yeah, every...
We make a lot of bad decisions. I mean, it's true.
Part of the process.
Yeah.
So I was looking back at some of your past interviews, and you were mentioning about how Renminbi, I hope I'm saying that right, Tips is like a kind of a Harper, kind of a message to Harper. Do you have any other like political messages in any of your other songs?
No, like I'm not, like I'm a political guy, but like usually that doesn't really get into my songs, especially lately. It's been more of a like a, it hasn't been a conscious decision, but like I think it's just that I have a lot personally that I need to like get out into my songs that like maybe after I've figured out my own shit I can start like preaching to people on the
Yeah,
like,
you need a couple more years in the scene.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely like a singular thing. Like I had a certain subject that I really needed to like be frustrated and loud about to like more than just my friends and people who
That was my next question was what is like where do you pull your writing inspiration from and what is your writing kind of process? Is it do you write most of the songs or
I mean, I never know what to say when people ask me this question. Because, like, inspiration is just, like, you know, it's everywhere. It's just, like, you don't even notice it's happening. It's just, like, how you live your life and what you see and what you do and what you think. And it just kind of all comes out into music. It's not like I go out, like, walking into the forest, like, let's find some inspiration. Like, look in the trees. It's just, like, it happens, you know, whether you're living in on a farm and there's not much going on and you're just like looking really deeply into what's around you or whether you're in your city and so much is happening and you're just kind of like getting the chaos of all that kind of like noise around you. It's all like inspiration in some sense.
Totally.
It just turns into, I guess that's what feeds the music.
Almost a year since you guys won the Peak Performance Project. I was at that show actually, it was freaking cool. What's been the biggest change that's happened in the last year? Like how do you think that's affected you?
I mean, there's been a lot of musical transformation just simply because there's been a new album. We pretty much spent the time immediately after putting the Peak Performance Project working on the new album. Like, basically for 6 months after that, it was all focused on learning new music.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of a, it's almost like a rediscovering of our live show, in a sense. Because suddenly we were mixing it up with all these new tunes that we had
And I mean, like, in the past couple of years, we've got, like, 3 new members in the band, so, like, ultimately, like, sonically, we're going to shift. And obviously, the songwriting, like, a lot of things that I thought were cool or that I wanted to do 2 or 3 years ago aren't even in my musical vocabulary anymore, and there's so many other things to do. So, naturally, like, with, you know, the personnel change and just, like, our musical tastes changing, we just kind of became a different band.
Would you say that there is a very significant like Vancouver music scene, or would you say that it's a little bit more like to each their own?
I like to think that like because of the things like the Peak Performance Project, that it is a very like connected scene. But that might be, I don't know. Maybe, sometimes I feel like that's ignorant of maybe the other scenes that we're just not a part of or aware of.
Totally. Like just lately, I've been kind of like getting more into like the psych rock scene, and I mean like it's super clear like right away. I mean, no, this is a very very connected scene, and everybody knows everybody. And it's kind of like working off each other. So if by Vancouver music scene, you just mean like all the genres of music and not just like AAA stuff like the Peak. I think it's actually, I don't know, I'm really encouraged. I've lived in Vancouver, the Vancouver area my whole life, so like I don't really have anything to base this off of. But I love the Vancouver music scene. I think there's like so many crazy, mind-bogglingly talented people. We're also just like social gems. that it's, yeah, it's just, like I said, it's mind-boggling, and it's always fun to be think like we're a part of it. I've always kind of felt like an outsider of it, but like I guess I don't know. I think we're in the scene now. But it's just kind of like a weird feeling. It's like I've always kind of idealized it.
Yeah. It's hard to feel like the big kid when you always like you're like, oh, that can't be.
Oh, we're still the small kid. Like,
yeah,
for sure.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
And you guys like on all your sort of biographies and stuff, everyone still identifies you guys as being like Surrey-based band, Good for Grapes. Do you guys still identify with Surrey as your home?
No, like we're from Surrey. Like we started in Surrey. Like I just moved to Vancouver with Alex, the cello player, and one drummer's in Langley now, and a couple. Or Greg's in Delta, so like we're not like all in Surrey anymore. So like, I feel like it's weird to be like we're a Surrey-based band. Cause, like,
yeah, at this point,
we don't.
But that is where we
grew
our roots at first, right?
That's where we met. That's where we're all living at the time. So it's kind of like,
and certainly we've been involved a lot in just Surrey events. And
Yeah, it's good, like, the hometown kind of spirit. People always, like, I think Surrey's very proud to have you. I think that might be what's going on. Yeah, absolutely. So do you have any, I know, like, we were talking about before how many of you guys are on stage. Do you have any kind of funny anecdotes or stories from crashing on stage or having a situation where you just didn't have, there was too many people and not enough actual space?
There's been so many times where we've, like, not even played on the stage, where, like, the stage has been, like, where the drums are. And then we're all, like, off the stage. There's been, like, our old accordion player one time was, like, doing a solo, and he was, like, walking off the stage to go, like, into the crowd. And he stepped on what he thought was a step. But it was, like, an accordion case, and he just, like, flipped out and, like, bailed. But I think that's the only time anyone's actually, like, fallen on
us. Yeah, I mean, there's, like, it almost isn't a story at this point how many collisions there are, just, like, casual collisions of guitars and cellos and... I mean, I've got 80 plus nicks on the top of my guitar. I know that I'm probably from colliding with Daniel.
Sorry about that.
So you guys are about to embark on a bit of a tour, over a month, 5 weeks or so tour. And so what does a tour look like for 7 of you, and what is your favorite parts and your least favorite parts of touring?
Well, we're actually, like, in the middle of the tour right now.
Oh, right,
weirdly
yeah.
enough, we like, left on, I believe.
Yeah,
sounds about right. And immediately we had, like, terrible, terrible vehicle troubles. Like, we had just got our bus back from the shop after spending, like, $8,000 on it and having it, like, inspected. And it was perfect. And, like, 4 hours into the road, it, like, breaks down. We're like, no way! Why is this happening? And we had to, like, get a tow truck. We missed our first show because of this. Had to get, like, a cab to Revelstoke. And we actually had to take a cab from Revelstoke to Calgary just to make our next show the next night. And, like, it popped a flat on the way there. It was unbelievable. And we've just had really bad luck with vehicles the first, like, 3 days. But now we're all good. Like, that was just, like, the worst, like, start to a tour we've ever had. It was just so stressful. But, like, it's okay now. And luckily the shows that we've been able to make have been, like, really amazing. And, like, really making up for that.
That's such a crunch, hey? Right at the beginning, it just gets,
like,
smacked with...
3 hours. We made it 3 hours.
Are you kidding? That's crazy.
So you just released Fabulous, new album. I have specifically on my notes Fabulous, called On the Ropes, earlier in October. What has been your kind of experience in the past year putting this out, and have there been any major hiccups or any problems encountered with this album?
No, it's been really smooth. Everyone's liked it from what I hear. I don't usually hear the people that don't like it. I don't go on Twitter. So. Yeah, it's been good. I mean, I think people like it. It's hard to say. There hasn't been any, like, crazy hiccups. We've just been, like, recording music videos and stuff for it.
And so your new music video just was released, too, from Waiting on a Ghost.
Yeah.
So what was that like?
We worked with a guy, Artino Amati, and he's just, like, we've been wanting to work with him for a while, and he's been wanting to work with us for a while, but we've never really connected. And then finally we did, and a couple ideas in, he had this idea, and he was like, yeah, we're going to go to Vegas and do all this stuff. I was like, sounds amazing. Let's put it in your hands, and let's just, like, do it. And, we used, like, the Biltmore, actually, for some of the performance shots. I think it worked out really well.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out which one was that, which stage
that
was. That was cool. And so that kind of leads me into my next question, which is you seem to have played pretty much every venue in Vancouver so far. Is there anyone left that you're kind of itching to play, or any place overall that you're kind of itching to play?
I mean, I don't... this is way off, but we haven't played the Orpheum.
Yeah,
that's or, like, Queen Elizabeth either.
So one day,
like,
maybe we'll play the Orpheum. That would be cool.
How about in Canada? Is there anywhere that you've been, like, that's where we want to go, or any... You on your tour, you're stopping around kind of middle Canada, and you're not quite heading all the way East Coast. Is East Coast kind of on your radar?
Yeah, totally. We have really only had the chance to play out there. We managed to get a couple shows out there. We did, like, Halifax and things on our tour last year. But, I mean, it would be awesome to get up there some more. And, I mean, from what we're constantly told, apparently we do very well on that side of Canada.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of just wrapping up here, but I just had one more question. So CITR is, it works to add a voice to local artists, kind of like you guys, basically. And so do you have any kind of advice for artists that are just starting up or who just sort of in the scene but who haven't gotten quite the recognition yet? Any kind of words of wisdom to share? Stun looks.
Yeah, it's like, oh, don't fuck it up. We've been kind of very lucky to have so many, like, not just our families and friends kind of encouraging us, but, like, other people just saying, like, go for it. I feel like not every band, especially if it's, like, kind of a little more niche musically, they don't constantly have people going, like, yeah, what you're doing is the right thing, like, keep doing it. So, like, I think my advice for any, like, musician who just, like, feels like what they're doing is right is just, like, don't listen to anyone who tells you what you're doing is crazy, because, like, it is crazy. Trying to make music, let's be clear, it's crazy, and people will tell you that eventually, and just ignore them, because, like, somebody's got it, like, somebody's going to make it, somebody's going to do it, and it should be, like, you.
Yeah,
if you think
why not?
Yeah, yeah. Totally. I don't know. That's
so just sort
I've
of power
thought.
Through.
Yeah, it's something I've always thought, like, maybe, I don't know, someone would have had to tell me that if, like, we didn't, you know, have a couple, like, little breaks, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, keep doing it. Like,
mm-hmm.
even though it's crazy and it doesn't really make sense, just, like, if it makes sense to you,
mm-hmm.
that sounds so corny. Oh, my God.
But
if it feels
if
right
you believe
heart,
in
if
yourself.
You believe in yourself, you can accomplish anything.
And so what are you guys imagining the future of Good for Grapes to kind of look like? Next 5 years.
Don't know. Like, I have no idea.
Like I said, even
no idea.
You know, years ago, I couldn't imagine what we were at now, right?
Yeah.
So as far as stylistically, God, maybe we'll be techno.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm kind of excited that we don't have any sort of like solid direction yet for like the network. We're kind of like focused on what's happening now. I'm really excited to see, but like. It's like news to us, like what everything's going to sound like or what we're going to be like, and I think that's kind of cool. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun to find out. But yeah, for now, who knows? Hello, I'm Daniel.
And I'm Graham. We are Good for Grapes.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9.